Great Scientists and Their Discoveries by David Angus. What is science? Is it, as somebody once said, just measuring things? Well, it certainly involves measuring things. But it would be better to say that science is about describing things, what they are and how they work. What is the point of doing this? It's so that we can learn more about our world and advance our knowledge. And these days, from a scientific point of view, this can only be done with accurate measurements. The proper scientific way of describing things is by putting them together into groups which share the same or similar characteristics. Scientists call this classification, and it was by starting to do this more than 2,000 years ago in ancient Greece that what we now call science actually began. The man who was most responsible for this new and original way of thinking was called Aristotle. Aristotle was fascinated by the natural world, and he spent a lifetime classifying what he saw around him. "It is the nature of man to be curious," he wrote, and certainly he was curious about practically everything. Most importantly, he wrote down his observations so that other people could share them. In his lifetime, he wrote more than 150 books. Aristotle believed that by classifying everything and by identifying each object's or living creature's proper place in the world, we could learn to understand the workings of the whole universe. "Everything in nature," he wrote in his famous book, The Parts of Animals, "contains something of the marvellous." Some of his observations...